The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. Whatever stage your business is at, there's always time to imagine sustainable, positive change. AIB, for the life you're after.
Well, it's that time of year when the shops are at their busiest, staff are running around like crazy, customers are grabbing the last few bits. We popped into one such shop to meet the Gunn family. John, the dad, and his daughters, Cathy and Fiona, we had a chat with them to sample the atmosphere of one of Dublin's oldest camera shops. So I'm here at John Gunn Camera Shop in Wexford Street in Dublin, and we're going to go in and say hello. And it's a beautiful old shop. Hello, John.
Hello, how are you?
Richard, very nice to meet you.
It's very nice to meet you too.
You have a beautiful shop here. The shelves are packed with stuff. There's a lot to see in here.
Well, that's very nice of you to say so. And you're most welcome to our little shop.
Thank you very much. Will we have a wee chat down the back here? Is that the easiest place to do it? Yeah, great.
Of course, indeed. Certainly, yes, indeed.
John, I'm sure you didn't start in this shop today or yesterday.
No, we actually moved into this place the day John Lennon was shot. That was 45 years ago. And I remember I was in our previous shop, which was at 42 Pleasant Street. And my wife rang me to tell me that John Lennon had been shot. And I remember walking between there and here, and as I passed all the other shops, they were playing Beatles music everywhere and sounded out of tune. But of course, it couldn't have been. My head would have been out of tune with the shock of the news, you know. So that was it.
And John, you've been here all this time, and you're a big age. What age are you?
90.
90?
Yeah.
And you're in here every day, are you?
Oh, yeah. I need to meet people. People are great. They knock the edges off you.
Before the shop, had there been an interest in photography in the family?
Oh, yes, indeed. My brother was a very famous photographer. He covered the ancestral homes of the high society in Dublin for the Tatler. And he used to photograph them. I remember, as a matter of fact, he had the only pictures of Powers Court before it went on fire, you know.
Right.
So that's his photograph, actually, above mine on the wall in there.
There are quite a few photographs of you around the place, John.
That's right. Well, you see, the reason for that is that people are leaving in a film, in a camera, and they say, I have one or two shots left. Do you mind if I take your picture? So, of course, they build up that way.
Did you always enjoy the kind of technical side of doing the developing, or did you like taking pictures, or both? Which did you prefer?
No, both. I liked both. But the drudgery of the darkroom is actually very, very fulfilling. It's lovely to go in the darkroom. It's lovely to watch the image coming up on the dish. You can go into the darkroom and think you've only spent 1 hour there to find that you've spent seven, you know? Time absolutely flies in the darkroom. It's lovely.
And how do you find customers coming in here? Have the kind of customers changed over the years?
Well, really, I suppose, yes. You've got the students coming in now, and they keep it alive, and they also have a very refreshing approach to things. And, of course, young people have fresh ideas, which are wonderful. They keep you in touch. They are wonderful.
And you work here with your two daughters, and are there other members? Many generations of the family are working here.
Well, my wife works, that's her in the background there. And
she's doing all the work, John. That's what it looks like from here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'd never survive without her, you know. Then I have a granddaughter who works a few days in a week. She's wonderful. And she picks up everything so fast, and she's so quick at what she does, you know. She's wonderful. Kira Duffy is her name. Cathy has a son who works with me every Saturday. He asks, could he have a job on Saturday? And he's great, and he plunges into the work. And then when Kira's here, she works his back off, you know. She keeps finding jobs for him. But he loves that because he loves working. But she tells him what to do.
And that's it. And at 90, John, what's the secret to having so much energy and interest that you're in here working at 90 and fresh and well on it?
I suppose daily mass has an awful lot to do with it. Going to daily mass. It's just wonderful. You have no worries.
Between that and the dark room and that bit of Zen quietness in there as well.
Oh, that's right. It's lovely.
Now, I might have a chat with Cathy and Fiona there.
And they make a lot more sense than I do.
Well, we were talking to John there, and he was talking about the different generations in, that have been working here. How long have you two been working here?
I'm here 26 years, and Cathy's younger than me, so less.
I suppose 24 years. I was away in England for 3 years when my husband's work moved us over there, and we came back at the end of COVID, so to a closed, or sorry, restricted hours shop.
Was it always inevitable that you'd end up coming into the family business? Were you interested in photography yourself?
No, I love photography, so that was no problem. I didn't even blink. But they wouldn't have encouraged it. They wanted us to go somewhere else. So the older two girls, one's an engineer and the other's languages and marketing, they weren't coming anywhere near here. They when I arrived in, and I just, after I graduated, I parked myself in here, and they said, well, if you're going to come in here, you better invent a job for yourself to do. So yeah, and then Cathy followed me.
John, do you remember the first time that you held a camera or used a camera and took a picture?
Oh yes, it was we were on a picnic up in Glendalough, and my mother had a Box Brownie camera, and I said, okay, can I take a picture with that? And I went up the hill and took a picture, and I said, I got a great shot for you, but she was a tiny dot in the picture. So
you got better after that, did you?
I could only get better, let's face it, because it couldn't have been a worse shot, you know.
You're very modest about it. What's it like for all of you working together as a family? Do you get on well? Do you ever have any crosswords? You're smiling.
Do you remember that, Father? Do you remember Father Quilly? Do you remember that shop in Father Ted where, you know, they had the couple who put on a good face for everyone coming in the door? Honestly, once that grill goes down, it's like hands off. I know, we do get on well. Like Fiona would be my best friend, you know. And there's a closeness, and there's a, you know, that we feed off each other's ideas, and, you know, there's no judgment. That's a really important thing. You know, we feed off each other. We wish each other the best. And we're part of a community. So it's an extended family, not just the ones behind the counter, but the ones that come in as well.
John, do you think you might consider retiring anytime soon?
No.
Yeah, I've ordered the coffin. No, until I'm no longer able to come in, I will stay coming in, you know.
Yeah, you're thoroughly institutionalised at this point.
Traumatised, I'd say, more.
Well, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. John, Cathy and Fiona Gunn, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.
A pleasure.
Well, it's very, very good of you to come in here.
Delighted.
That's the mandatory handshake.
Thanks a million, Richard. That was great fun.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
It was so lovely to meet the Gunn family and see how photos are not all about camera phones, even for the amateur.